5544. These historically low interest rates will not last forever. Don't wait. 888-418-9544. Stop paying more than you have to and start saving your hard-earned money now with rates as low as 3%. That number again is 888-418-9544. APR 3.00%. Rates and terms are subject to change. Some restrictions may apply. DRE number 01509070. NMLS 323865.
Have you ever pleasured yourself inside of a public restroom?
No, I have not. It's a damned lie.
The stories of San Diego.
KFMB.
The AM. 760.
CBS News. I'm Cammie McCormick, live at the State Department. The White House has just released unclassified intelligence. It says proves with high confidence that Syria's Bashar Assad used chemical weapons against civilians.
Its findings are as clear as they are compelling.
Secretary of State John Kerry just a short time ago said the administration has determined 1,429 people were killed in that attack last week, among them 426 children. Kerry said regime personnel were on the ground for 3 days beforehand making preparations. He also said the primary question now is no longer what do we know, but what is the world going to do about it?
The president has been clear. Any action that he might decide to take will be limited and tailored response to ensure that a despot's brutal and flagrant use of chemical weapons is held accountable.
President Obama met with his national security aides at the White House this morning, but his aides insist he has not yet made a decision on the U.S. retaliation. Now with more, here's Pam Coulter.
UN inspectors have finished gathering samples and evidence from the site of the attack, but CBS's Elizabeth Palmer in Damascus says it could be a while before the results come in.
These samples of soil and water, some shrapnel samples, samples of animal tissue, they'll be sent to labs all over the world, and it could be some time before we really get a good idea of what they've been able to determine, especially if they're looking for chemical markers on any chemical agents they find to see if they can determine where it was made, for example. We're looking at days, could even be weeks.
The conflict in Syria has produced a humanitarian crisis. Gareth Owen of Save the Children says more aid is needed to help Syrians who are suffering.
We must find a way to get a political solution. We must find a way in the meantime to create the access that we need inside Syria to provide the urgent humanitarian relief that is so desperately needed.
It's the last long weekend of summer and Americans are hitting the road.
All packed up and ready to go.
We've got from chairs to milk to hot dogs.
The road ahead is a busy one, but weekend plans should kill the stress.
The beach and the pool and relax.
Just bass fishing. I largemouth bass pretty much.
AAA says the number of travelers this holiday weekend will set a post-recession high. As for gas prices,
Saturday last year, absolutely.
Andrew Mollenbeck for CBS News along I-95 in Virginia.
It's a small increase, 0.1%, but personal income and spending rose last month. Economist Mark Zandi.
The government furloughs have cut into income. They haven't really cut into jobs, obviously. People haven't lost jobs, but they've lost hours, and that's reflected in softer income. So the furloughs did have an impact on the numbers.
The Dow is down 56 points. This is CBS News.
This hour of AM 760 is presented by San Diego County Credit Union.
And what's the line about it being 5 o'clock somewhere? Well, it can't come soon enough. It's 11:03 on AM 760. I'm Dinah Smith-Robbins looking at the 5.
Southbound at Cannon Road, there's a car fire in the left lane, or what was reported as such. A little slow traffic about Tamarack as you approach. Another patch of slowing up ahead, Lucadia Boulevard to Santa Fe. South 163 looks pretty darn heavy from Washington Street to the 5. Now's your last chance to save with holiday bonus cash. Only at Nissan's Bottom Line Sales event. Shop ChooseNissan.com or your local Nissan store. Hurry, this holiday bonus cash ends September 3rd. Follow Sean Hannity from noon till 3 on AM 760 KFMB.
Bob Filner leaves the mayor's office 5 this afternoon. This morning, attorney Gloria Allred attempted to give him a proper send-off at the Westin downtown. She was joined by several of Filner's alleged victims, presenting what she called parting gifts, including a farewell card. The special election to replace Filner is going to be held November 19th. So far, there are at least 14 people who have thrown their hats in the ring. 88 and cloudy in Lakeside. Last night, Chargers lost to the 49ers 41-6, and the Padres play the Dodgers tonight in L.A. at 7:10. For news every half hour and when it happens, follow AM 760 KFMB. Now, it's the Mike Slater Show.
Whoa. How come
that on Wednesday there was a camel in the newsroom.
I know. I found out about it Thursday.
That's not good enough. Thursday's not hump day.
Well, you know,
Mike,
you can
Mike,
come
Mike, 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 Mike. What day is it, Mike?
How can no one tell me that? There's a camel. I got pictures here on Facebook of camels walking through the newsroom.
Mm-hmm.
Or a camel.
And you know where those camels are from?
I do not.
Ramona.
Why are there camels in Ramona?
Because we have the camel dairy out there.
The camel that back
yeah.
it up.
They milk camels?
Yeah, they make dairy. They make soap.
I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk me? So I feel like we make that joke every about 3 or 4 weeks. Somehow the word nipple comes up on the shot.
Well, because you say it.
We have a
camel dairy out there, and Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs was out there riding
out
camels.
Town.
No! Had I known he was there, I would have been like...
Hey, how you doing?
Hi,
that's me in a catatonic state.
Hi, Mike.
Dirty Jobs, Mike. Hi.
So, you drink camel milk?
You can drink it.
Why would one drink that?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how many people do drink it, but I know that they make amazing soap.
Ah, that makes more sense.
And that's really cool.
What about cheese?
Possibly. Let me look up Ramona.
Yeah. I'd love to go.
If you
check
go
it out.
Out the 78, like you're going to go up to San Isabel, on the right side, just as you leave the like past the Pine Hills Egg Ranch, there's on the right side there's a long
past
road, and
ranch.
It says,
"I love Ramona."
The references.
Tell me more about the driving through Ramona.
And they. Nope. They have Camel Dairy Road, I think is what it's called.
Camel Dairy Road!
And that's where it is. It's way back there, and you can see it. It's really cool.
How many camels do you think?
Oh, tons.
Tons of camels?
Tons of camels.
Ten.
I'm kidding.
Ten camels.
No. I mean, lots of camels. There are a lot of camels out there.
More than 50?
You know, I don't know
Could
if they have
more
than 50.
Could you imagine what 50 camels
they
would
are
look like?
Busy at that ranch. That's all I can tell you.
Wow.
They are busy.
I propose a trip to the Camel Dairy Ranch.
Only if they have two humps. I need one camel with two humps.
You're not interested in the single hump camel.
No, I'm not. I
had no idea you discriminated like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm a two hump camel guy.
Wow, who knew? That's pretty cool. Well, is that where these camels are from? You're saying?
So this
camel, they brought it to the newsroom for Geico or just for fun?
I think it was Hump Day. Well, you know how Larry Himmel's always going out and doing fun, cool things and finding things that are off the beaten path. And
oh, Larry Himmel's got a good job.
So I think he.
Yeah, there you go.
Walked him through, and probably because of the Geico commercial.
Sure. Well, I would like to go be a part of that. I'd like to go up to the Ramona Camel Dairy Farm.
Yeah.
And you know, this could be, what if this is one of those situations where that person is listening right now? I love those situations.
They might.
Where we talk about the zoo, and like, oh, the director of the zoo is listening. Like, what? 1-800-760-KFMB, if any, the phone's ringing. How can that possibly be? If someone has direct involvement.
It's Larry Himmel. He once cut.
Well, I'll take it. If anyone has direct involvement with the Ramona camel, dairy camel, whatever, give us a call right now. I want to hear your story. 1-800-760-KFMB because I just I want to see it. So we're going to talk much more about education on Monday because next week is the start of school for at least San Diego Unified starts next week. Other schools have started already. And also we got to talk more, of course, about John Kerry in Syria. They keep making the case that, by the way, how great is it that Bob Filner is not in the rundown for the next few days here? I just beautiful. It's beautiful.
Well, hopefully he'll be out of San Diego in about 6 hours.
Where is he going to go? Like, he has to have a place in Imperial County. There's no way he can...
He's going to TJ.
...live here. He's the mayor of TJ in his brain. So
Acapulco, which was rated number 8th worst dangerous city in the world.
That's
really?
Fantastic.
Yep.
Did I ever tell you guys about the time I went to Acapulco?
No.
Yeah, and then I got off the cruise ship, and there was a guy in an SUV, and he said, "You want to go around the city?" I'm like, "Sure." Hopped in. And he took me to his cousin's restaurant, and then we watched the cliff divers.
What?
You wouldn't do that today, though.
Heck no, techno.
Coming to my SUV. Green guy.
Lady. Yeah.
Green guy.
Oh, later on, I was telling people, and I just watched them go, "Are you kidding me?" Yeah, but it was really cool.
I know your mama raised you better than that, Misty.
Well, I did have people with me, but still, it was all women. Hello, yeah, white slave ring. I don't know. Dumb.
Jeez Louise. So, I forget what I was saying. Anyway, let's talk about something else.
Camels.
That's
education.
That's all that matters about this. No, John Kerry. If they keep making the case, if Syria used chemical weapons, and here's how we know they did. Okay, but they refuse to make the case about why this concerns us. About why we should get involved. About how our involvement will help and what's our end game. If you don't answer those four questions, who cares if they used it or not? You got to answer the rest. They don't make that argument because they can't. All right, what else we got going on here? Got a bunch of other loose ends here. Let's wrap up with this. So this wraps up yesterday. So we hear the argument from unions. Remember the fast food strike? They make $8 an hour, and these fast food workers want $15 an hour. One of the arguments from unions, and they're very good at the arguments they make. They're very good at using conservative arguments to twisting them around and making them seem logical, but they're not. They'll say, we need to raise the minimum wage for fast food workers because many of them are on welfare. So if we raise their wages, then we can cut down on the welfare. That's a convincing little ditty right there. Here's the deal. Those are totally different animals. One bad program is not an excuse to institute a new bad program. We should indeed try to cut down on the number of people on welfare. So it's pretty interesting that the unions are even making that argument that we should do that. But yes, we should. But we should do that honestly and truly. And we should do that by encouraging people to learn new skills and get a better education and be more productive at work. I guess the analogy is, what's better for the economy? Someone who robs a bank? Or someone who creates a new product that makes other people's lives better? Both result in someone getting rich. But one takes and the other makes. What's better for the economy? When someone wins the lottery? Or when someone opens up a new business that people love to shop at? In one person's rich. In the other person's rich. But the difference is, in one, wealth is handed to someone. In the other, wealth is earned. One of those is honest and true, and the other is not. We need honest wealth production, not phony legislative wealth production. So this idea that we need to raise wages in order to cut down on welfare, no, we need to increase productivity, which raises wages, which will make it so people don't need to be on welfare. See how honest that is? See how true and genuine and real that solution is, as opposed to just coming in the middle of the story with some legislation? But we got to think of motives too, and the union's motive certainly is not to get people out of the unions and off welfare. Goodness no. All right, we got to take a break. 1-800-760-KFMB. I want to come back with a story, a good news story. Can we use one of those for the love of Pete here? A story of the community coming together and helping out a family in need and a child in need, and I just love stuff like this. I want to do more of these. You're really, really going to like the story. We got it coming up next. Mike Slater Show, the AM 760 KFMB. Spread the word.
Follow Roger Hedgecock.
Will the politicians of whatever stripe pay attention to what the people want?
This afternoon from 3 to 6.
This time they better.
On AM 760.
11:13 on AM 760. I'm Dinah Smith. Who would you really like to see running for mayor? We have a chance of thunderstorms in Winola. That's where it's 72 degrees. Robin's looking at the 163.
AM 760 traffic looks like a slow drive on the South 163. Washington Street to the 5 is just jammed in. 94 eastbound, keep in mind that they're doing some landscaping. 94 east at Federal, the right lane is closed, so a little bit of slowing behind it. Mazda El Cajon is Southern California's newest dealership. Find deals too good to pass up on new and certified pre-owned specials at Mazda-ElCajon.com. 10 minutes from Mission Valley. Mazda El Cajon, they deliver. Follow Sean Hannity from noon till 3 on AM 760 KFMB.
The dog days can signal the end of summer, but it doesn't have to end. Trader Joe's has a delicious way to hold on to the season as long as you like. This is John Baslone of Trader Joe's. When we say hold on, we mean hold on, as in hold in your hand. Nothing says summer like ice cream bars, and there are no ice cream bars we'd rather hold on to than Trader Joe's the best bar none ice cream bars. Their name is the truth. These really are the best ice cream bars we've ever tasted. Rich, creamy vanilla ice cream, generously covered with smooth dark chocolate on a stick. Delicious and portable. This portability makes the best bar none ice cream bars easy to eat while hosting that last barbecue, turning on that first football game, and waving goodbye to summer. They're just $2.99 for each box of four individually wrapped bars, a price that makes us want to bring some with us everywhere we go. If only we could figure out a good way to carry them in our pockets. For the location of the Trader Joe's in your neighborhood, check us out at TraderJoe's.com. Thanks for listening.
Have you signed up for the epic cycling event of the year? Join me and Team KFMB on October 26th and 27th for Pedal the Cause. Pedal the Cause has one clear mission: to raise awareness and funding for cancer research at all three of our NCI-designated cancer centers, all right here in San Diego, and all the money raised stays right here in San Diego. Now, I'm doing the two-day event. It's going to take me from UCSD to Julian, but they've also added a 25-mile course and a 50-mile course so everyone can ride, whether you're an Ironman or just a weekend warrior, or if you've never done this before. They provide you with all the tools you need, and there's training rides every 2 weeks, so you still have plenty of time to reach your full ability. If you don't want to ride, you can still join us in spirit. Please consider donating to my fundraising efforts here. Again, all the money stays in San Diego. Go to sandiego.pedalthecause.org. Just search for Mike Slater, and you'll find my page right there, and you can join us whether in person or in spirit. sandiego.pedalthecause.org.
Never play poker with a guy named Lucky. Never hit a pinata that has hornets coming out of it. Never wear a fanny pack. No, really, don't ever wear a fanny pack. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, tires, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $19.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Does your business thrive by serving other businesses? Would you like a healthy, steady flow of B2B leads that are customized to grow sales? Hoovers has developed a best-in-class lead generation tool that makes it easy for you to find targeted leads for your business. You'll be amazed at how easy it is to get the right leads fast. Try it today for free. Get 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial. Just call 800-601-7780. 800-601-7780. 800-601-7780.
Follow Glenn Beck.
What's happening to us?
Tonight from 6 to 9.
We have got to stand up for our freedom of conscience.
On AM 760.
Can we celebrate for a little bit here? And not celebrate Bob Filner's departure. I don't know, whatever. Celebrate some. Celebrate each other. Celebrate all the things we've been distracted from, and celebrate communities helping their neighbors. I want to do a lot more. These things happen all the time. That's the thing about this. These great things happen all the time, and we need to talk about it. We need people to know about it. So I'm just really excited to talk with Maritza this morning. Maritza, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you, Mike.
Good. It's so good to talk to you. Tell us about your nephew, Logan.
That's easy. Well, Logan was diagnosed when he was 5. You know, in kindergarten when they send you to the doctors before you're allowed to go to school, and the doctor noticed that his calves were really big. And that's when our life changed, because they did testing and they came back and found out that Logan was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy Duchenne, which is a genetic condition that mostly affects little boys, and there's no cure, and it takes away all their bodily functions and all their muscles atrophy. So Logan always used to fall. When he was little, he just used to think he was petite, but he kept falling and falling, and when we found out about this, it was devastating because it changed our lives. So as he grew, he got into a wheelchair because he could no longer stand. And about 8 years old, he was put into a wheelchair and a scooter. And then after that, as his body grew, the doctor said, you know, Logan, we need to put you in a wheelchair. We need your legs up and your feet up. And then started his life in a wheelchair. So
let me stop you right there if I can, Maritza. I want to slow down on some of this, because this is the essence here. Tell us about his parents.
His mother's Tisha, his father's Alex, who's my brother. Needless to say, the day they came over was the worst day of their life. And I never seen my brother weep as hard as he wept. He is an accountant, and she works for a company part-time, and it changed their life, and it changed everybody's life, including his precious little brother, Devin, who has sacrificed his life to be at home now because of the fact that Logan has grown so much and he has to be lifted for everything. You know, Devin has to stay home when most little boys that are 14 are out playing He stays home and dedicates his life to lifting Logan every time he needs to be lift, whether it's to go to the bathroom or whether it's to get into his chair, whether it's to get into the wheelchair, whether it's to get into the car. It takes two people at all times. So, you know, since Alex is at work, Tish is left with it most of the time. And they walk with a cloud over their heart, you know.
So I didn't even consider. So Logan's 12. And
Logan's 12
and his older brother's 14.
And Devin is 14. So you see, the disease affects the whole family, not just Logan and not just mom and dad, but all of us.
We spoke last week about a kid who had, I forget what disease it was. And we talked about the parents and how they were just devastated and ashamed and felt horrible. And all these, they were depressed and all this. And I'm sure this family went through similar things. But then there was a moment when it switched. Their attitude, their posture changed to try to make the best of and see the best of what's going on. Has your brother and sister-in-law gone through those changes? And what was it that made them try to thrive in this situation?
Well, time, you know, when you have to live with the situation, you begin to know that, okay, God, this is the way it's going to be. And they're strong, strong Christians. And I know that it's God that has calmed their hearts and gives them the courage and fortitude to be regular parents and do things that regular parents would do and discipline and do homework and do all the things that you need to do. But there's always that voice in the back of your heart that says, you know, I wish it was different, but I know and they know. And it's God that has calmed their heart and it's God that gives them the wisdom and the courage to go on. And he gave all of us. And it's amazing how his grace graces us. So they're, you know, yeah, every day has to be normal as it can be. And, you know, but it's a struggle. It's a big struggle to have to lift and move and lift and move. And
yeah. 12, but, yeah. He's a big kid now. We're talking with Maritza. Maritza, I should have asked this. What community does Logan and his parents live in?
They live in Escondido.
Okay. I should have said that in the beginning here.
That we
know everyone's in. This is all local. And we're going to get to the really good news of the story here in just a second. But I want to ask you one last negative thing about the home that Logan lives in. Mm-hmm. Was like a prison. Why so?
Well, it's a little house. It's 1,100 square feet. And he couldn't get in and out of the doorways. It'd take him like about 7 minutes. He'd back up, he'd go forward, back up, and his wheelchair would hit the door jams over and over. He couldn't get into the bathroom. You have to lift him from the hallway, this little hallway, and put him into the bathroom. And the house is on a raised foundation, so he couldn't go outside. It's about four steps up. And if there was a fire, there's no way to get him out. So we needed, you know, we need a deck, we need a ramp, we need to make home sweet home instead of it working against them. And it has worked against them. Little houses, when they're old, they're just built not to expect, you know, wheelchairs. So when you don't have a lot of money and everything you have goes to, you know, taking care of his needs, everything else just at times seems hopeless. So the house really, really works and worked against them.
All right, so let's get to the turning point here. What did you decide to do, and what did the city of Escondido, the people in the city of Escondido, then do?
this is the glory. I couldn't sleep at night for a long, long time. I toss and turn, think, how am I going to help him? And, you know, 2 years later, God just got me up, May, and I started writing a letter about Logan's life, and I put it on a charity GoFundMe. I met with my pastor, and he prayed with me, and he just said, you know what, it's in God's hands, so if it's going to happen, it's going to happen, because I kept thinking it was all about me. And so it just took off. From there, what happened was my father said, you know, you've got a little bit of money, you're going to need permits, and he suggested calling Deputy Mayor Olga Diaz. I called her. What a sweet lady, and she got so many wheels going for me. She got the permits approved quickly. She got a donator from the city that paid for the permits. From then, she turned me on to John Mason, who's a city councilman there, and he owns his own business. He's a civil engineer. He came forward. He came over to the house. He measured the little house. Next thing I knew, he got plans drawn up to open the doorways to enlarge and take out. They only have one bathroom. bathroom was to lift him over a huge tub, and so we were going to need a roll-in shower. So he drew up the plans with an architect for free. Then
So John Mason is a council member on the Escondido City Council and
And he's a civil engineer, so he owns his own company, John Mason.
Wow.
Then comes the gift, huge gift of John getting hold of his friend, Charlie Snyder. He is the owner of MDW Contractors. And this man is an ambassador as well, of God. Unbelievable, his kindness and how much he's doing for free as a contractor. And he said, you know what, Moritz, after I read your story, I knew in my heart that this was meant to be. And he lost his daughter when she was 4.5 years old. So he's always had a love in his heart to help people because he knows. And he made the project start. Then from there, it went to Milgard Windows. Milgard Windows, Mariana, Deanne, they came forward. They went to the house. They measured. They're donating all the windows and the French door to get Logan out onto a deck. From there, you know, you've got David from Window Solutions who's going to install the windows. Then you've got J&W Redwood, the owner, Clyde Jennings, who's donating all the wood for the deck. Tony and Eric, this is a mind blower. When you go in and you ask people, you don't know how they're going to accept you. You have no idea. And I get nervous and I always pray at that moment sitting in the car and I think, okay, God, just help me be calm. And help me. And I'd walk in and I think, okay, I haven't had one person say no to me, Mike, not one. Tony at Arizona Tile, the manager, pulled me into his office, held my hands, and prayed that God would deliver all the supplies. They haven't yet. But what amazes me is the Christians that God has been putting in my path. I haven't found these people. He's just put them in my path. And it is amazing the work that he is doing through different people. Dixie Line, D&L Plumbing, Casper Screens, Ragsdale Plumbing, Claremont Equipment. Oh, Select Comfort. They're donating a bed for Logan that can go up and down because he can no longer turn in bed. You know, he can't lift his legs or his arms anymore. So he calls out in the night about every 2 hours for his mom to turn in, please. And this is going to help her because the bed will go up, and they're allowing us to buy it at cost. Union Tribune, Pam Cragen, put an incredible article in the paper. She just wrote such a sweet story. Richard from Ready Next Superior, Tom Finch from RCP Builders. Even just the people who have donated money, there's an incredible lady named Juanita, I won't say her name, but, you know, I am just profoundly amazed at the immeasurable love that is out there. And, you know, you never know, and you just hope that God will help you. But there's been so much kindness and incredible hearts, and there's still a long way to go. You know, I thought, okay, God, if I could just get 4,000 people to donate $12, because that's how old Logan is now, just $12, you know, we could get on the road. And we don't have the funds yet, but we have the most, you know, incredible people that have helped us. Rick Hamamoto from Hamamoto Landscaping. I mean, I don't know. You know, God is doing his work through many people, and he's profound.
I mean, amen. And how the involvement of the whole community and everyone using their skills and talents and abilities to help Logan.
Mm-hmm. And they don't know him, but you know what? Their story touches their heart. And, you know, to see a child in a wheelchair who can't scratch an itch, who can't lift his hands to say hello, you know, who only hopes at school that the kids make friends with him instead of looking at the wheelchair and not the child, you know. We as adults know what it's like, but you know what? The real hero is Logan. He's the hero because he gives us such faith, and he always has a smile for everybody, no matter how extremely difficult his life is. So, you know what? When other people see a child be a hero, how can it not move you? But
and move an entire city.
and it moved an entire city, an incredible city, and people who just, they haven't even met him. But you know what? They're his friends. They've joined the circle of Love for Logan. And so this project, Love for Logan, is really amazing. It's just... incredible.
Tell us again what Logan said when he went to school.
When they opened up, when Charlie got the bedroom door opened up, and he could go in and out, like zipping in and out with his wheelchair. He said to his mom, "You know what, Mom? I wish I could have done this at Christmas." And she said, "Why, Logan?" And he says, "Because then I could have played with my toys." And Tisha said, "I didn't know, Logan, you wanted to get in your bedroom." And he said, "Oh, Mom, it's just so hard." And he said, "I don't want to bother anybody." And but he's zipping in and out with the biggest smile. And he zips in and out of his brother's bedroom now. And his brother goes, "Oh, boy, now he's going to bug me more." But they giggle about it, you know. And you know what? Logan got into the bathroom for the first time with his wheelchair. And he was able to have his mom lift his hands and put them into the sink, so he could feel the water running on his hands. It wasn't Mom taking a wet washcloth, you know. It wasn't, you know, to his hands in the hallway or in the little living room where he sits all the time. And so, you know, I guess the story that means the most to me is that when I wrote this, I really hoped that people would come forward and be his friend. And that was my plea. It was, you know, "Will you be my friend?" Because that was what Logan was most afraid of when he first went to school and junior high was, you know, "Mom, will I have friends, you know, or will they just, you know, look at the wheelchair?" And she said, "Logan, you'll have friends." And so my story was, "My name is Logan. Will you be my friend?" And I still believe that. And look at all the friends that this circle is building, including all the family members in Alabama. People that I don't even know in Alabama have sent some donations. My cousins, my friends, people I went to school with 41 years ago, people my husband retired with from the police department. You know, every little bit. And $12 is, you know, is doable. Mm-hmm. And people are doing more than that where they can. And it doesn't matter to me. And if they can't, then I just ask them to pray. Yeah. Just pray. And that's what my heart says. Just pray for Logan, Tisha, Alex, and Devin.
How can people get in contact with you, Maritza, to help?
It would be my pleasure if you would allow me. Can I give them my phone number?
If you don't mind, sure.
I don't mind. Are you kidding? it's so important that, you know, how would I mind? It's 760-490-7465. And if they call me, what I'll do then is get their email address and send them the link about Logan's story, because there's also an incredible company that came alongside of me called Passion for Kids. Linda and Charles, the founders, they have a passion for children and they help children. And one of the companies needed a 501(c) number. And they stepped up immediately and said, "Rick, whatever you need, we want to make Logan one of our children." And they were kind enough to allow me to use their 501(c) number. And so that's going to be available for anybody who needs it for tax purposes, whether it's $10, you know, or $20. That's available through them. And people can just send a check to them, or I think they can use a credit card and they'll get a letter with the tax.
Okay. And that's an Encinitas organization,
yeah,
too.
It is. It is.
How good. How great. All right. Maritza, I can't even. God bless you. Absolutely praying for you. Absolutely stunning.
Thank you, Mike.
Keep our number.
I'll tell you what. How about when this is all said and done, how about you come over and give Logan a love?
That's what I was trying to articulate. I'm trying to think if Logan has a favorite band or music and we can treat him to a concert. I'd love for Logan to come down, or I can come up there and we can go to dinner sometime with the family.
He's extremely shy, but you know what? When it's all said and done, like, I'll tell you what, what's that? Make-A-Wish sent them to Disneyland a year ago, World Disney, and he's so shy, but when he came home, he was nonstop talk. So he may be shy when he's with you, but when it's said and done, his heart just goes on and on and on about what he did with that person. So yeah. I promise I got your number because Jeff Moore called me.
Yep.
So now I got Jeff on Facebook.
I want to be Logan's friend. And if that means whatever it means, I go up there. If he wants to come down and see the studio and see the TV station, we'd love to show him around. Anything we can do. Keep us in mind. Okay, Maritza?
I appreciate that immensely.
You are the sweetest ever. Thank you so much, Maritza.
We all have a heart, and our heart beats for God. So I thank you for honoring me and allowing me to talk about one of my favorite people in my life.
Amen. Maritza, thank you so much.
Okay, Mike. God bless you. Honey.
There it is. 760-490-7465. If you want to call Maritza right there. 760-490-7465. Tell her you want to be friends with Logan. 760-490-7465. Love that. Love that whole story because it's the whole city coming together, right? The whole city stepping up and helping in any way they can, in the best way that they can as individuals. It's great. Happens all the time too. I want to find everyone every time it happens. Talk about it. 760-490-7465. I want to tell you about Excalibur Roofing. I'll tell you, Ingrid is listening to the show right now. Eric and Ingrid are the husband and wife owners of Excalibur Roofing, and I know that Ingrid's praying for this family right now. She's just as sweet as Maritza, too. They own Excalibur 30 years in business, and they're going to give you a free roof inspection. Just for you. Don't tell this to everyone, because it's hard to stay in business when you just give stuff away for free. But they so believe in what you believe in and what we're doing here that they want to offer this to you. And you know, the rain doesn't cause your roof to leak. The rain is the leak, but the sun causes your weatherproofing paper to dry out so that when it does rain, you get a lot of damage to your home. Very, very expensive damage. So call Excalibur, get that free roof inspection so you have 100% confidence that your home is safe and protected. 760-743-8803, 760-743-8803, or excaliberroofing.com.
Follow Glenn Beck.
Why do you believe the things that you do?
Tonight from 6 to 9.
Don't answer the whats. Answer the whys in your life and then teach them to your children.
On AM 760.
John Kerry makes his case for a strike against Syria. It's 11:37 on AM 760. I'm Dinah Smith. Robin's looking at the drive on the 15.
Well, the 15 southbound just past El Cajon Boulevard, large metal object in the two right lanes, and it looks like they're going to start a traffic break right about now to try to remove that for you. Now's your last chance to save with holiday bonus cash only at Nissan's Bottom Line Sales event. Shop ChooseNissan.com or your local Nissan store, but you better hurry. That holiday bonus cash ends September 3rd. Follow Sean Hannity noon till 3 on AM 760 KFMB.
In the wake of the chemical weapons attack, John Kerry spoke this morning.
At least 1,429 Syrians were killed in this attack, including at least 426 children.
Secretary of State John Kerry also mentioned an apparent cover-up. He made a case for limited military action against Syria. It's Mayor Bob Filner's last official day in office. Some of his accusers, as well as high-profile attorney Gloria Allred, did a little celebrating. They had a farewell party press conference, had balloons, which said Filner finished and goodbye, Bob. Allred also presented some parting gifts, including a wallet card listing the rules of sexual harassment and a mirror so Mr. Filner can see who's really to blame,
how
she said.
How did you do that report with a straight face? That is
I'm trying to be very official.
Very
here.
Impressive. Jeez.
Almost made it. Missed it by
couldn't.
That much.
I had to throw you off the rails.
She also offered a farewell card saying goodbye to the mayor and telling him she would see him soon at
there,
the deposition.
See, there's that attitude. That's what I was looking for. There it is. Where you don't say it,
just
but you
turn
say
a little
it.
Snark there.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, well, and it was a salute to our hometown heroes last night. Baseball Hall of Famer Tony Gwynn introduced the Eastlake All-Stars to a crowd of over 1,000. That is so cool. Then he asked the representative from Mexico's Little League World Series team, the one from Tijuana, to take the stage as well.
Your U.S. champions, Eastlake Little League 2013.
Uh-huh. So cool. The players had some words for their fans, too.
Thank you for the support and the community. We love you. Thank you. You guys are amazing for supporting us, and I love you guys.
I like all the screaming girls. So cute. Your AM 760 forecast and sports are next.
Sean Hannity.
Doesn't America deserve better?
Today from noon to 3 on AM 760.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-979-1190 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-979-1190, 1-800-979-1190, or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
91 degrees and partly cloudy now in Ramona. In sports, Padres are at Dodger Stadium tonight, 7:10. And the CHP says veteran NBA player Lamar Odom was arrested this morning on suspicion of DUI after he was spotted driving erratically on the 101 freeway in
the San Fernando Valley. Marital issues. It's all
not a good week.
I read it on the front of People magazine in the airport last week. Very big deal.
For news every half hour and when it happens, follow AM 760 KFMB. More Mike Slater coming up.
September 1st. It's Sunday. Very big day. Very, very exciting. So I got a very busy next few weeks here. I'm super excited. Next weekend, I'm getting married. Weekend after that, we leave on our honeymoon. But this Sunday, it might even be better than all those days. Because this Sunday is the day that SDG&E raises their rates by 12%. It's great. What's not to love? Actually, the California Public Utilities Commission allowed SDG&E to raise the rates by, I think, 7%, but a retroactive 7%. So however they did the math, they decided they didn't take enough money from you last year. So they're going to take more from you this year to make up for it. So, I mean, I think it's great. I love it. All last year, I read my SDG&E bill, and you know, I was like, what? Really? That's it? It should be so much more. And finally, on Monday, it will be. If you don't like SDG&E, I don't know what's wrong with you, but I guess you can call Solar Alliance of America and then you pay SDG&E $5.13 a month and you make your own power from the sun. But why would you do that when you can just keep paying SDG&E more money forever for the rest of your life? It sounds like a better deal. But if you want a complete solar electric system, no money down, free installation, free design, free permitting, free engineering, free installation, you can call Solar Alliance of America. But what good is that? Because your payments are never going to go up, and it's always you're going to be paying less than you would to SDG&E. I don't know. Whatever you want. 1-800-55-SOLAR. 1-800-55-SOLAR. Get a free in-home estimate. SolarAllianceOfAmerica.com.
All over San Diego, people are talking about me.
Me, 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 me.
Me TV.
That's entertainment.
Me TV, San Diego's home for memorable entertainment television.
Yeah, it's really me.
The Dick Van Dyke Show.
Buddy. Valley.
Mal. Match.
You know, you can't miss if you've got good material.
Hawaii 5-0.
Book 'em, Denim.
You can watch Me TV over the air at KFMB 8.2, Cox 808, or Time Warner 132. Go to CBS8.com for more information.
Me, 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 me.
Me TV, San Diego's home for memorable entertainment television.
Are you frustrated with making a payment on a home that's underwater and don't know where to turn? Are you concerned with how long it will take for your home to be worth more than your mortgage? Call Sandra Love of Pacific Sotheby's International Realty and host of Love Real Estate on KFMB. Get your questions answered today. Sandra Love and her team of experts are a great resource for all of your real estate needs, saving you time and money. Know your options. Call 888-571-9595 or loverealestateradio.com.
Mike Slater, 760 The AM.
It's Saturday, happy Friday. We were just talking to Maritza, the aunt of Logan. Logan lives in Escondido, and he has muscular dystrophy. And the short of the story is, which I can never do full justice to if you're just tuning in, his home is like a jail. His wheelchair can't move around his house. He can't go outside. He can't get in the shower without his 14-year-old brother and his mom helping him, lifting him up. So Maritza prayed and went around the community and asked businesses to help. And overwhelming, unbelievable support. Like she listed off the businesses that have helped, and it's crazy, really. It's really just an incredible blessing. And the man who really made this happen is John Mason, who's the one of the Escondido City Council members. And actually, I got to meet John last week at the North County Conservatives meeting. John, how are you?
I'm fine. It's Mathen, actually, but I'm doing good.
Mathen,
doing
I apologize, John.
That's okay.
Thanks for taking the time. And I don't know if you got to hear Maritza, but obviously you talked to her a lot.
You bet I did, and it almost brings a tear to your eye, doesn't it?
Obviously. I mean, it absolutely does to me. Why did you decide to help this family, and how did you use your abilities as a city councilman to do it?
Well, I've been helping people out for years. You know, back in the early 70s, I was delivering Meals on Wheels with my grandmother. And just growing up, it's kind of been part of my system and who I am. And through Rotary, I continued on that service. But it came to me through Olga Diaz, the deputy mayor, said, "Hey, can you help this family?" I said, "Sure, let me go take a look and see what I can do." And before you know it, I was measuring the house, drawing up the plans, you know, talking to people, trying to make connections, and working with Maritza, who's just the true champion behind this whole thing. She is she's an amazing woman.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Amazing woman. The thing I love about what you did is you didn't go to the city council and pass a bill to raise taxes to give money to Maritza. That's what the left would do. That's what I think progressives would do. That's what people have a knee-jerk reaction to do. You used your position, your prestige in the community, to bring people together to volunteer their time and donate their money for a good cause, right? You used your influence to encourage, not to force, and that's how it should always be done.
Absolutely, and maybe not even my influence as a councilman, more my influence as a small business owner, being connected in the community, knowing people in the community, you know, being involved through Rotary, those kinds of things. I have these connections and networks.
It's
amazing, and that's the way it should be done.
Yeah, I wish that was the model. I mean, that needs to be the model moving forward. And even the deputy mayor, and what's her name again? I apologize.
Olga Diaz,
that's right. Even her, like, when Maritza went to her asking for help with the permitting, she sped the process up. So, I mean, it's a great example of government getting out of the way.
Yeah, we all did, and that's an amazing thing. The city, too. I drew these plans up within a week. The following week, we had a permit. I mean, Charlie went down to the building department, pulled that permit within like 2 days. It was incredible. I'm in the business and nothing happens that quickly.
Yeah, I was going to say, how long does that normally take? Because obviously it should always take 2 days, but how long does it normally take?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't do it all the time, but it could take months at times. You know, but that's more complicated. You're building a house or a structure or whatever. But, you know, in this case, we're widening doors, pushing out some walls, you know, rebuilding bathrooms. So it was just, you know, it didn't have to. It could have taken a lot longer, and it didn't.
Yeah.
So, you know, give everybody credit, the city, everybody involved.
Yeah, it's awesome. Real quick, 30 seconds, we got to run, but what about Logan in particular really touched you and the people that you've talked to asking them to help?
You know, the people I talk to asking them to help, they help because I ask. And I know if I'm involved in a project that it means something. I mean, we've built houses down in Mexico. You know, I ask for help, I get the help. So when I met Logan, you know, see him in his condition as a young boy. You know, I have children myself. You just can't help but say, "I got to do something. I got to make this better. This is crazy." You know, he's living in a prison in his own home, and it's just not right. So that's all it took. And seeing him smile when I'd show up and come back on other visits, looking at stuff, and it's just incredible the feeling that you get inside.
Great stuff, John Mathen, Escondido City Councilman. John, thanks for everything you did there, and thanks for talking to us today.
Hey, thank you, Mike, and congrats next week. Hope you have a wonderful wedding.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that very much. Thanks. We'll talk soon, John.
You bet.
Thanks so much. John actually took time out of his vacation to talk to us right now. Again, that number, let me give him Maritza's number one more time. I want her phone off the hook. 760-490-7465. 760-490-7465 if you want to help out Logan and his family. Right now, I want to tell you about North County. Gosh, I love that story. North County, Buick, Cadillac, GMC, and the Escondido Auto Park. This hour, we've celebrated Escondido. So to all the North County conservative groups that I've talked to these last few weeks, and my apology was, sorry about that old Filner thing. And that's all we've talked about for 7 weeks. We're bringing the love back up north and east and everywhere else, but downtown. North County Buick Cadillac GMC, Escondido Auto Park, number one seller of the ATS in all the dealerships in all of California. That's incredible. So the ATS is the same in every dealership you go to. It's not like they put any special things in it. It's the same everywhere. But where you buy the car is everything. And people know that. That's why they're number one. Family-owned dealership. You know, earlier in the show at the top of the 9 o'clock, we talked about the difference between public school and private school. And it's a long story. I can't go into it now. But the analogy there is actually really great. All the other dealerships are failed. They're just like the public schools, just as impersonal, one size fits all, you're just a number. But the private school is like North County, where you mean something. Everyone's a little different. They work with you. You're not just a number. That analogy actually is pretty spot on. And I've never gotten that anywhere out of a dealership, but I found it finally. And I want you to have the same experience. Take a test drive of the ATS or my car, the SRX, North County, Buick, Cadillac, GMC, Escondido Auto Park, NC, North County, NC, BCG.com.
760. AM 760 traffic. Slow traffic showing up on the 5 freeway coming out of the Oceanside area. It's Harbor Drive to Las Flores Drive where traffic clogs up. Southbound 163, slow trip, Washington Street to the 5. Mazda El Cajon is Southern California's newest dealership. Find deals too good to pass up on new and certified pre-owned specials at Mazda-ElCajon.com. 10 minutes from Mission Valley. Mazda El Cajon, they deliver. Follow Sean Hannity from noon till 3 on AM 760 KFMB.
Ever feel like at the end of the month, once you've paid off all your bills, there's no money left for you? Well, now you can pay off your credit cards, car loans, and other nagging debt. Hi, this is Kevin Lyons, owner of Anchor Funding. Let's spend 5 minutes over the phone, and I'll show you how I can save you money every month. Pay off that debt, get rid of that adjustable line of credit, and improve your cash flow. Call me at 1-800-333-5157 or anchorfunding.net.
Equal housing lender, licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. Brokers 01276087. NMLS number 236419. Not all applicants qualify.
Want to lose weight? Listen up, because an incredibly effective weight loss supplement is being given out to 100 callers right now. Because it's so potent, please take no more than one capsule a day. Be one of the first 100 callers to get a risk-free trial. 1-800-900-0285. Supplies are limited because this product is proven and can cause dramatic weight loss. It's called AF Plus. Take one capsule just once a day as directed, and you can experience maximum weight loss. Pounds in days. It's all natural, safe, and healthy. But if your weight loss with AF Plus is too dramatic, please decrease use and only take it every other day. Only 100 callers are guaranteed to get a risk-free trial. Call 1-800-900-0285. Mayo Clinic research proves that carrying fat in your midsection raises your risk of heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, even cancer. If you need to lose weight, you absolutely must call now. 1-800-900-0285. 1-800-900-0285.
Warrior Foundation's Freedom Station would not be a reality without the generosity of More Furniture for Less. Join More Furniture for Less in supporting Warrior Foundation and Freedom Station. More Furniture for Less. South Bay, San Marcos, El Cajon, and Miramar Road. MoreFurniture.com.
Valley View Casino and Hotel offers Las Vegas excitement without the drive. San Diego's only certified loose slots, all your favorite table games, and the only endless lobster buffet in Southern California. And your first one's free when you join the Players Club, which is free as well. Learn more at valleyviewcasino.com.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO, go online to geico.com, or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you can save 15% or more.
AM 760KFMB.com rewards info.
Spend your points this week on tickets to Jason Aldean's Night Train Tour with Jake Owen and Thomas Rhett at Sleep Train Amphitheater on Friday, October 18th.
Follow us at 760KFMB.com.
Hey, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get a rhythm. When you get
it's the 45
of the day.
It's not really the 45. See, I wonder if people. I thought about this yesterday. When I say, "Hey, the 11:30 segment," it's not really 11:30.
And
this
more
is,
or less,
this is the 11:45 segment, and it's 11:54. So yeah, I mean, it's ish. It's all very ish. Fact of the day is brought to you by Geico. Let's just hit that right now.
Fact
of the day. I haven't given you the fact of the day though. When I first came to San Diego, there was one person in particular who absolutely opened her arms to me and my bride-to-be next week in ways that I never thought anyone would do. Not only a friend at work, but way more so outside of work, and just made me feel at home in every way possible. And when you move to a new city and you don't know anyone, that is incredibly heartwarming and important. And I value that more than anything. And she represents the best of San Diego. You know, the other day we were talking about our favorite things in San Diego. And gosh, we just highlighted a great example of that this entire last hour. And that's a sense of community and love and small town in all the best ways. And I feel really bad for everyone listening right now. I don't have to say goodbye to Misty because we get to still hang out together outside of work. But this is the last 2 minutes of Misty's reemergence in radio world. And that makes me sad for everyone.
Well, thanks. you made me speechless.
I wanted these last few minutes to be you crying.
Well, you got it.
Because the last 3 years have been you snarking. And I'm quite frankly, I'm snarked out.
I know. No, you're going to miss that.
I could never be snarked out. I'll tell you, whoever comes in after you, they'll be doing the news and I'll be like, I need more snark.
Still have your phone number. Don't worry.
You didn't quite tell the story with the appropriate amount yet. Misty, we hate you're leaving.
I hate that I'm leaving too.
But, gosh, we value the last few years.
Boy, never saw this one coming, yeah. And what a great trip.
I'll tell you, when Sniff, our boss, brought us together, when I moved here, it was literally, here's your team, ready, go!
Yeah, like, right out of the gate.
Go. When did I meet you?
I think it was the day before, and yeah. Walked in the office, and here's this kid, and I'm like, okay.
But that's my point. The kid that you said, hey, come over to my house in Ramona and yep. Meet my kids, and here's my family, here's my mom and dad, and here's our town, and here's our city, and let's have fun together. So we're going to miss you incredibly, Misty.
And I'm going to miss you, too. But don't worry, I'll be snarking away.
I expect text messages with snark bleeding through the telephone. And we all together have to go to the Ramona Dairy...
Camel Dairy.
Yeah. I can't even put those words together in a sentence.
We had a caller say it was the best field trip that her daughter went on.
Oh, all right.
It really is cool.
All right, so we'll go do that. Look at here. See, here's the whole crew. The whole team right here. Come on in to say goodbye to the Misty.
You guys are killing me.
What, is there like a goodbye song? What's the happy birthday version of
Jim McGinnis is waving, but he's only using one finger. So.
Hey, goodbye.
We found it. Saying this to Bob Filner, or are we doing this to Miss D? I don't know if that's the...
How ironic is it we both have last days on the same day.
You guys were classmates. He was your professor, and you were his student, and now you're both leaving on the same day. Miss D, we love you so much.
Thank you. I love you guys, too. I really do.
Love you.
This is hard. Love you, too.
All right, well, have a fantastic and blessed weekend, and I'll be back on Monday live from Chattanooga. I'm getting married next week. And we'll see you then. Spread the word.
What's that? That's the sound of running out of your icy cold dollar Coca-Cola from McDonald's. That's also the sound of puppies crying, of sweet violin strings breaking, of a tiny baby bunny shedding a single tear. Okay, you couldn't hear it, but it was still sad. But buck up, my friend. Any size Coca-Cola, soft drink, or sweet tea is still just a dollar at McDonald's, so there's more happiness to love. A la carte only. Prices and participation may vary.
Listen up, team. There's a bunch of hungry football fans outside. Everyone loves you. You're juicy, tender, and crispy. And when they dunk you in spicy buffalo and creamy ranch sauces, you'll turn these fans into chicken McNuggets fanatics. Are you ready?
Quit the pep talk and pass the Mickey D's, man.
Yeah, halftime's almost over.
The fans have spoken. Go kick some taste buds.
The colossal 40-piece chicken McNuggets. Now just $8.99. More tastiness to love only at McDonald's. For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. McDonald's is a proud sponsor of the National Football League.
About to refinance your mortgage? Before you sign, make sure the lender's not going to nickel and dime you with closing costs, hidden appraisal fees, or charge you for running your credit report. The right lender doesn't charge those fees.
You've got the green light.
Get green light loans straight up, no nickel and dime refi, like our 3.25% rate and APR 10-year fixed mortgage with no lender closing costs, appraisal fee, or credit report fee. Greenlight's all about saving you as much money as possible, not nickel and diming you with fees. Get 3.25% with Greenlight now. Call 866-66-FASTER.
866-66-FASTER. You've got the green light.
light. Rate based on 120 monthly payments of $9.77 per thousand. Not all applicants qualify. Full disclosure at greenlightloans.com. Loans made pursuant to a California finance lender license, NMLS 2119. Equal housing lender.
Call 866-66-FASTER.
You've got the green light.
AM 760 KFMB.
Have you ever pleasured yourself inside of a public restroom?
No, I have not. It's a damn block.